It says clearly,
until you hear the Tevei himself, the one that's coming to ask for the money, he is the one that has to ask the agent, you come and say for me. That's the Gzeiras HaKosev.
We'll learn that from a Pasuk soon.
But the Chur, what is Shmuel teaching me? There's nothing in Mishnah later like that. That Yoni Chai Shvu say this, if the Tevei himself, Reuven, that's asking for the money, has to ask them, please say this for me. So Mar says, the Chiddush is, here the case of Shmuel is that the Tevei himself is running after the two Edom. So Mela, Sakut, that I would have thought to say, Kivan de Rotz Achreim, command the Yomalu Dami, since the Tevei himself is here, and he's running after the two Edom. So everybody that has a little bit seichel knows what he's running for. Even the two Edom know what he's running for. That's why the two Edom are smart and fast, they jump and make the Shvuah first. But they themselves know that he's running to ask him to swear. So since he's running, I would have thought to say that's considered like he was Teveya. Kamash Mullah, that's Shmuel's Bechidish. That even though the Teveya is running, but as long as the Teveya did not speak out with his mouth, I want you to swear for me, I want you to say this for me, there's no Pasha Shmuel say this. But the Gemara of Naimatim was not like this. For Naimatimina, Shmuel say this case said, what's the case of a Shmuel say this? Again, if you, the Tevei, come to the Edim, Bo Veiduni, Shvua, that's our Mishnah. Only if the Tevei is there, asking them to swear. So the Gemara says, Omar, the Diyuk is Omarin, if the Tevei is asking for the Edis, good. Lo Yom Aloi. If you do not say, no, Lo Yom Aloi. Omarin, Lo Yom Aloi. So the Gemara says, Omar, that could be no, in our Mishnah, you could be a Diyuk. When the Mishnah says, starts off, Ketzer, Omar Lishnaim, Omar could be Lavdavka. And I'll bring you proof. Dilo, Tainok, if you don't say like this here, it's Lavdavka, Kabe Pikodin. A Mishnah later by Pikodin also says it's Oni. Shvuah sa Pikodin Ketzer, what's the case? Omar Loi, Tainli Pikodin. The Baal of Pikodin says to the Shomer, give me back the Pikodin. Sheyesh bi biyotcha, you have of mine. And then he swears false. So, Hochinami, there also, Omar in, Layama Loi, you want to tell me over there also, it's only if the Baal of Pikodin asks for it. And if the Shomer swears by himself, no, it's not true. But the Chichesh Bamisai called you. Here it just says, the Chichesh Bamisai, you deny your friend's object. Called you, any type of denying, any type of Yeshua, Yechayiv. So there, when it says the word Omar, Ella, what do you have to say? Omar Lavdavka. By Shua Sapikon, the word Omar is Lavdavka. So tell you how can I hear by Shua say this? Lavdavka. There wouldn't be a proof in our Mishnah. Maybe the Mishnah says, Omar Lishnaim, Omar is Lavdavka. So Moshe says, no, hi, my, what's going on here? If you tell me now that Omar here by Shmuel say this, is Dafka like Shmuel says? If so, Tana Hosam Otuacha. The reason why it says it over there, even though there it's Lav Dafka, is because since it said it already here, it continues on the same words. Eli Yamrit, if you're going to tell me, Eli Yamrit, Loi, that no, Omar the Hosam Dafka. Then in both Mishnahs the word Omar is Lav Dafka. If so, Omar Omar Lomali, Tel Misnayu. Why does the Mishnah have to say it in both places? So that's a pretty good proof that at least in one Mishnah it's Dafka. And that makes sense to say in our Mishnah, my Shmuel say this, is Badafka the Tevei is asking you. So again, what does Shmuel have to teach me? The Mishnah says it. So where it says no again, without Shmuel I would not know it. Dilma maybe, Urcha de Milsa Kamash Malan. The Mishnah just means the normal manner. The normal manner is that usually there's a Baal Dover asking you, and then you say no, you swear false. But it could be, even without the Baal Dover, the Tevei is there first, you'll be chayiv. Therefore, I need Shmuel's halacha. Moshe says, Tanin Tanya Kamasa Shmuel, bring your proof to Shmuel's halacha. It says, Ru Shabu Achreim. If two Edim see the way the Baal Dover, the Tevei, is coming after him, Omuloi, so the two Edim say to him, Ma Tabu Achreim, what are you coming after us for? Shabu Ashenon Yedlochreidis. I swear right away, we swear by our own, that we do not know Edis for you. In such a case, Pturim. The in the Pikodin Chayovim. But in the past, the Shvuah of Pikodin, they will soon see there's no Gzeiras HaKosev. There it says, the Chichesh Bamisai, Yechayiv even without a Teveya. But by Shvuah say this, that Shmuel's Chiddush, that you only Chayiv if you have a Teveya. Teshvi Aleyem Chamisha Pamin, Minol, how do we know? Minolon, Tiyakfir Bebezdin, Hudim Echayiv, Achus Bebezdin Loi Mechayiv. How do we know? Misha says, only if you cover in Bezdin, not outside. Om Rabbi Yom Akro, Im Lo Yagid, Venosa Avoinoi. That means Lo Yom Matluch, I only said this Pasha, Shvuah say this, El Bamakim, only in a place, Shilu Magid, Ze Mischayiv Zemabin. That's the pasuk. Im Lo Yagid, you're doing something wrong by not saying Edis. Mashm, if you would have said Eidus here, Bezdin would have listened, what? L'chayv imamin. So therefore, Yoni chayv, the kfir is in Bezdin. If the kfir is outside Bezdin, you have done a mokum to say Eidus Yipotah. Omer Rapop Labaya, Eihachi, Eima Shvua Gufa Bezdin, in Shvua Bezdin Loi. Maybe even when the person himself makes the Shvua. Here we're talking about Mushm Piacherim. Maybe even when the Eidus themselves swear false. Maybe then only in Bezdin, not outside Bezdin. So most of the about that you can't tell me. The time you learned, li'achas, li'chayva kolachas li'achas. There's a gzeres kosov over here that sometimes, for one tfira, you chayv a few times. I don't mean a shvu l'tiyatzmai. It means the Mishnah says the difference is, if he made his shvu outside Bezdin five times, and then you kofer in Bezdin, you chayv five. There's a difference where the shvu took place. If the shvu only took place in Bezdin, you chayv once. If it took place outside Bezdin, then you chayv five. How do I know this? Because it says achas lechayv kol achas viachas. Now these sagadot of Bezdin.
Mishnah says you chayv in every one of them. You chayv five. Okay, so these sagadot, you can tell me these sagadot. The Bezdin we're talking about, the kfira was done in Bezdin. If the shvu was done in Bezdin, mi mechayv kol achas viachas, you chayv five times. If you are tonight granted the Mishnah, hashbi aleihem chemish shepom b'fnei Bezdin. If the shvu was taking place in Bezdin. The chofu and the person was kofri denied it five times. You only chayv one time. So we have a case that and Omer Reb Shimon Shimon explained my time. What's the reason of the Mishnah? Since once you kofri once in Bezdin, that's it. Then you cannot be kofri a second time. Because once you say no in Bezdin, you do not know Eidus. That's like you're saying Hagod, you do not know, and lady not nemen anymore to say that you do know. Kivan shigat shuvin echazem magid. And allows for me, isn't this a proof? Shvua chus lebezdin, that we're talking about the shvua was done outside Bezdin, and kfir bebezdin. The kfir has to be done inside Bezdin. That's the proof in this case where the kfir is in Bezdin, and echlami, this is the case that you chayiv five times. Alright, we'll stop here. You're right. We're holding the daflamid beis amar aleph, and the halfway down, but it's by the first big line. Misha says, Kofru Shneim Kiyachas Chayovim. Again, by the parash of Shvuah Seidus, if Ruvain goes to two people and says, I want you both to be Edim for me, and Mushpan Yalechim, I'm putting the Shvuah upon you that you should be Edis. So the Misha says, if they both say no the same time, they both say, we do not know Edis, Bavas Achas, so then Shneim Chayovim. They're both Chay the Korbin, Shvuah Seidus. The first the question, how could you have both together? It's not possible to have both of them being kofar at the same time. So how could you have shnem kiyachas? So first the Gemara answers, Omer Rav Chisda, Homani Rav Yosi Aglilihi. How tell you know, our Mishnah goes according to Rav Yosi Aglili, that he holds the Yomar Efshle Tzamtzin. In the Gemara Bechoris, he holds that in a case that a Rochel never gave birth yet, and the first time now giving out two behemoths, so he holds both of them have a loch of a bechor. If they both two heads come out at the exact same time, they're both called bechorim. Because he holds efshele tzamtzin. It's possible for two to come out the exact same second. So maybe our Mishnah also goes according to Yosi Aglili that holds both of the edim could be kofar b'bas achas. Therefore, both of them are chayif.
First of all, the tzamtzin.
Because otherwise, here in the Mishnah we're going, when the Mishnah says if the first aid is kofar, then when they come to the second one, he's potter. Because the second one by himself is not roy to be Edim. One can't be Edim. Only if they both cough at the same time, then the chayif. Musunzi. Rabbi Yechanan and Rabbi Yechanan says, Afilu teimer rabbonin. Even if our Mishnah could go according to the rabbonin cheetah, that holds EF shalitzamtzim. So then why over here are both Edim chayif? To go in shekofu shneim betoich kadei dibur. The pshat is, it doesn't have to be exactly alike, at the same time. Toyka the Diva is Kadiba Dami. Now, but Toyka the Diva, Kadiba Dami is considered like the same time. We'll soon see. Omele Ravachim, this is the Ravina. Michti, let's see. Toyka the Diva, what is this time limit that you're telling me within 2 or 3 seconds, it's still considered like one time? How long is this Toyka the Diva? Kama Hevi, Kadei Shilas Talmud Rav. How long it takes the Talmud to say Shalom Aleichem Rebbe. You have to say 3 words. How long it takes to say 3 words? Maybe it's 3 seconds the most. And he could be army, some even say Chumadik Ashita Kidei Shilas Harav Le Talmud.
how long a Rav would say Shalom to his Talmud, which means without the word Rebbe, just saying Shalom Aleichem. That's called Turk de Riber. But even according to the Kul de Keshito, it's only Shalom Aleichem Rebbe. 3 seconds, three words. So what's the question? Adiyamri Shrua, Sheinanu Yoidim Lechoedis, when the first aide has to swear first that he does not know Edis, it's at least 6 words. If it's at least 6 words, too heavy. It's more than Turk de Riber. So how could you tell me the second aide swears Turk de Riber of the first one? The first one, it takes him 6 words, it takes him longer to say the Shrua. So Omalei Rabbi Yochanan answered back and said, this is what I meant to say. Omalei, kol echod v'yechod terch dibure shachaveroi. What he meant to say is that after the first one finishes swearing, after the first one finished and said the word of Shvuani, Sheinani Yod Lechoedis, after he finished that, now the second one starts his kfira within terch dibure of the first one. That's possible. Within 2 or 3 seconds, the second one starts to have his kfira. That's considered like mamish, they're both alike, and therefore the Mishnah says, Shneim chayovim. But what's going to be, the Mishnah says, Bezeah chazer, let's say first the Ruvain, the Teveya, went to one aid, and he was kafir, he swore he does not know Edis. Then later he goes to the second one, so then the Mishnah says, Rishon chayiv, because at that time there were two aidim, and he denied, he stopped them from collecting. But V'yasheni potter, by the time it came to the second aid, since he was the only one left, he's like an aid echod cannot be mighty moment anyway. So therefore he's potter from a shvua sedis, he did not deny, hold back any money from the Taveya.
Didn't
you know
this one denied?
So Mas Nisin al Mishnah to Loiki Aitana. Not like this Tana. The Tana we learned. Mashbiya aid echod potter. If Reuven goes to an aid echod and says, I want you to swear to me that you do not know edus, and he swears, so Tanakama says, Yipotah, that's like our Mishnah. But Reb Lezer, Reb Shimon Mechayiv, you know there's a sheet of Reb Lezer, Reb Shimon holds that even by an aid echod, if you swear an aid echod and he swears false, that he does not know the edus and really does know, he's chayiv a korban shvuah. So our Mishnah is not like Reb Lezer, Reb Shimon. Well, we'll soon see. The Moses Leima, let's say, maybe this is the Machloikis. The Mas over Eid Echot Kiyosel Shrua. The Tanakhama, our Mishnah holds, an Eid Echot only comes for Shrua. If he says Eidus, we do not believe him to be Moitzi Mamin. At most, he causes the other person to swear. But since he's causing him to swear, it's not considered our goddess Eidus of Mamin. And we'll see later on, Shrua Eidus is only Chayiv if there's a Kfir of money. So therefore, the first one holds, an Eid Echot is Potter. But who the kosa? Ulmas sober, blessed of Shimon holds Eidechot kiosle mamoina kosa. No, he holds an Eidechot mamish comes for money. That's what he holds. So Rashi explains Ulmas sober mamoina also the dorish kruach. He dashes the post like this. Even though it says by Eidechot lechol oven ulechol chatas, so tahainu lamakas uvyonshin. Who the yainikom? That's what an Eidechot is not enough. He's not enough to be able to mechayiv Malkus or to mechayiv Misa. Avokamu l'mamin. That's what Reb Lezer of Shimon dashens. An eidechod is neman for mamin. That's what we always say. Afishnai made in Yochum Dover. That means only for an einish of either Malkus or money or Misa. But for punishment of mamin, that's the Hagmina now. That a yod an eidechod is good. So therefore, if you deny, you hold back your eidus, you're making him lose out the money, and therefore you chayiv. So Morris says, but Tisbur, is that a good story? How could you say that? Is it true that Reb Lezer of Shimon really holds an Eid Dechud is Mechayiv money? Avom Rabbi, Abai himself said that, Abai says, Hakil Moedim, both of them agree, be Eid Soita. That by an Eid Dechud by Soita, sometimes Yechayiv, and it's called the Shvua Seidus, we'll soon see. Be Hakil Moedim, be Eid Soita, that sometimes Yepotah. O Machloikis, and a Machloikis from Reb Lezer of Shimon, and a Tanakamo, B'yedei Soita, we could also find the Machlokes by the Parsha of Eidim by Soita. We'll soon explain what's the case. Eidei Soita, the question is, does she receive her ksubra or not? So if the husband says to Eidim, listen, you know that she was Mizana, and then I won't have to pay the ksubra, come and say. So that Eidim is causing the husband to lose out or to pay the ksubra. So we'll soon see the cases. So he starts like this. Hakil Moedim B'yedei Echod, and they both agree also, B'yedei Echod. and they decher alone, that you're potter. So Abaye is saying clearly that Akil Moedim, even Rav Lozer Rav Shimon holds, that by regulate Echod, even Rav Lozer Rav Shimon holds your potter. So Akil Moedim, B'eit Shekinegdoi, Choshed Al Shvua. Everybody agrees that if Reuven wants to make Shimon play him $1,000, and Shimon is a Choshed on a Shvua, that means Shimon is not believed to swear. So in such a case, if a Neid Echod will come and say, Shimon is chayiv the money, so true, it starts out that Shimon is supposed to swear. But there's a klal, mitoich shani yachol yishova, mishalim. Since Shimon is not believed to swear, we'll soon see the case, then Shimon has to pay. So in such a case, the Eid Echod is holding back money. Because if he would have said a Zedis, then he would have had to swear, and he can't have to pay money. Everybody agrees then that there's a parsha of Shua Zedis. So more stuff like this, you see, clear, according to Abaye, Reb Lezer Reb Shimon also agrees that an Eid Echod is not Mechayiv Mamin, that an Eid Echod Yepota. So what's the case over here? What does Reb Lezer Reb Shimon say, Yechayiv? Ela read this like this. The Kula Yalm, everybody agrees, Eid Echod Kiyosi Lishvua Kiyosi. Of course, an Eid Echod is not believed for money. You do not have to pay money because of an Eid Echod. The most he comes is he makes a doubt. Bezin hears what he's saying, and that causes that the other one has to swear. If so, what's the machlokes by Shua Seidus? For Ochabokim Iflagi, Ma Sova Dovra Gerim Lamomin Kumamin Dami, that's the Svar in Reb Lozer Reb Shimon. It's called the Gerim Lamomin. Because the Eid Echod, if Reuven says Shimon owes him $1,000, and Shimon denies it. So if Reuven has an Eid Echod that makes Shimon swear. Now, a lot of times Rashi says people are afraid to swear false, and that will make Shimon admit that he really owes the money. So, but the Eid Echod at least is a gerim lamamin. Like if the Eid Echod would have said his Eidus, if for sure he would have at least caused maybe Shimon to pay the money. It's not for sure. It's not called the vadechiv, but I call upon him. It's called the grama. So, Blazer Shimon holds that davar gerim lamamin is considered kamamin dummy.
Even
though an Eid Echod could cause Shimon to swear, and maybe because of that, if Shimon knows he has to swear, Shimon will admit he won't lie false. But I call part of the only called Gerim Lamamin. Rashi says, "Mishum Niksava Dover Gerim Lamamin Kamamin Dami." The Eid Echod Gerim Lamamin Hu Shiluhu Eid. So that's the machlokes. Reb Lezer Shimon holds that svara. Therefore, the Edechot is called, he's holding back money. And the Chum say no. Lemaisa, the Edechot only helps for Shvua, but he does not make Shimon pay money. So it's not considered his Edis is holding back money, therefore the potter. So that's the machlokes. But everybody agrees Edechot is only for Shvua and not directly for money. Gufa, the Gemara says like this. Omer Abaye, what did Abaye just say? Hakel Moedim B'Eid Soita. That both of them agree there is a case by an Eid Echod by Soita that he's Chai of the Korban Shvuas Eidus. If he holds back his Eidus, it's called he denied money. V'Yakel Moedim B'Eid Soita that the Potter. And the Machloikis is a Machloikis, the same Machloikis Reb Lezer Shimon has about Dover Gerim Lamamin applies to Eidus Soita also. What's the case now? Hakel Moedim B'Eid Echod. Now we'll explain all these cases. That sometimes if you're only one Eid Echod, but by Soita, if you hold back your Eidus, you chayiv a korban shvua. What's the case talking about? In a case where there was already Eid Kina and Eid Stira. That means if the husband already warned her, stay away from that man in front of two Eidim. And then there are two Eidim that they saw them be together. And now when Eid Echad comes and says, I saw them together and they had Nus, they lived together, so the Torah believes that Eid Echad. And because of that Eid Echad, the husband is potter from paying the Ksuba. So therefore, if the husband tells that Eid Echad, you come and say Eidus for me, and he denies and says, no, I do not know Eidus, that's called the Kfiros Mammon. Because if his Eidus, the husband will have to pay the Ksuba, and he's causing. So more says, the Rachmona Hemne, the Torah believes in Eid Echod by Soita. The Pasuk says, be aid ein bo kol sheyesh bo. Any type of an aid that spots the one she is soita that she's not killed, only if there's no aid at all. It says the aid mashm even an aid echad was not there. Then is kol sheyesh bo. As long as there are any aidus at all, the Torah believes in aid echad by soita. Once we have kina and stira, now the Torah believes in aid echad. So therefore, that's called his being mafsid mamon. So in this case, everybody agrees that aid echad is chayiv a korban shvua. The Yaakov Moedim, both of them agree, be a disoite shepota, that if both Edim deny, hold back the Redis, they swear false, still they're potter, because it's not called Momin at all. What's the case? Be a de kino. In the case when the husband first warns his wife, he has to warn her in front of two Edim. Why? They're vigorim the gurim. If these two Edis hold back the Redis, they have nothing to do with the money. Because even if they would say Edis, that they gave kina, so what? Kina alone does not make a roster on the husband, does not make a lose the ksuba. You still have to have another two edim that there was a stira, they were together, and you still need an eid echad to say that she had nus. So just the fact you're holding back your edim of kina, that's only called the gurim. Everybody.